Log Talk Radio.
Greetings, my fellow travelers, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today is a very special broadcast from the Galactic Federation. It's a special broadcast of the wake-up call. It's been coming at me from different ways, and it's becoming more and more clear every week what to talk about. And so with this wake-up call, it's about doing everything that you came here to do with no fear and no holding back and no doubts, worries, sadness. It's really time to let those things go. The wake up with talking to ourself. That's what it all comes down to, talking to ourself and seeing what comes through and having trust that what is going to come through is exactly what needs to come through. So let's start with that time. Where are we right now? Right now, the main reason why we're talking about waking up is because of the 888 gateway that we went through on Saturday. It was 8-8, and 2015 reduces to an 8. So it was the Lion's Gate, basically, not the movie production company. The Gate of the Lion. So massive amounts of new energy. It's a rendezvous point. Maybe not as large, but I kind of want to say pretty powerful. A little bit like 2012 switchover. That was more of a coming, slow coming through different months. But this 888, think about how you felt on Saturday. It was a whole new ball of wax. And there are waves of energy coming towards this planet, and there are orbs that are helping us diffuse that energy that is so strong so that we can digest it and we don't, it's not too much for us to handle. So from my sources and also how I felt, that 888 was quite a doorway. And the only thing that would make it difficult or continue to make things difficult now is the worry and the fear and the resistance, putting your feet down and just pushing against the current. If you're not doing that, it's still quite a ride. So don't think if you're feeling odd or unsure or any of the bizarre emotions that come with a disequilibrium, which means we're learning something new. I think it's happening to all of us, especially if you're tuned in, because you can feel it more. So there's this huge wave, and this is the start of the second half of the year, energetically, let's say. July was a big turnaround. August, now we've got Leo, and the Lion is about shining and about me and who am I and look at me. And, you know, of course, we can take any of these things in a direction that is unwanted. But let's look at the power of the Leo. I mean, does the Lion ever look unsure of himself? Even wounded, even sick and dying, does the Lion ever look unsure of himself? And that's a big message with our wake-up call, is even if you've done things before, especially those souls that have been around many times and have been working on doing what they need to do and what they've come here to do and what their spirit's telling them to do, those people that have been doing that for many years, especially some things, you've done some things and somehow they didn't quite work out or didn't work out at all. So a logical person would say, well, then I guess those things don't work, or I can't do it, or I don't know, I must be missing something. Well, the big message now is those things that you tried before, even though it's against our logic, to try something again that we, in our experience, have had not work, now is the time to do it again, to try it again, because you're different, the energy is different, and manifestation is huge right now in any direction. So it's coming. And if something that you've been asking for and putting energy into manifesting hasn't manifested yet, that means it's big. So continue to put the good things into it. And without fretting that just because it's not here, you must have done something wrong. These things go, they're making us question the way our brains work. Because so many of us, I mean, it's logical. That's the quote of an insane person trying to do the same thing over and over and expecting different results. But guess what? That's the doctrine for right now. And what does that take? That takes courage. That takes courage and strength and faith that you are being supported by the universe. Of course, what you choose is important, and what the vibration is that you're putting behind it is important. So, and I'm getting distracted by text messages, is important. In case I forget to say it later, the distractions that we have in our life, necessary or unnecessary in terms of, okay, I have to look at my phone because it's my job, or I have to communicate with people because my family and friends need me and I want to talk to them. So there are a lot of distractions in our life already. And of course, recreation, watching TV, reading a book, you could say all those distractions. Okay, I don't think there's anything wrong with distractions. A lot of times, if you're not thinking the right thing, the best thing to do is jerk your chain and get you looking in another direction. You know, squirrel over there. Oh, look, it's a boat, you know. So to see how far are we riding these distractions. I mean, are they taking over our life? A friend of mine jogs really early in the morning in New York City. And he goes early, and in the early morning, everything is calm and crisp, and there's a relaxed atmosphere. So he runs, and then towards the end of his run, he's coming back into the city, into the streets, and everybody's rushing off to work, and nine people could walk into you because they're either totally, they have this scowl on their face, they're looking down, or they're just obsessed with their cell phone, trying to get things going or whatever they're doing. And, you know, they're just completely unaware. So there are levels, of course, but I've noticed that since I'm not upset or things seem to be flowing nicely, I don't take the time to meditate as much. I just, you know, do a little bit more of the other things. But it's been called to my attention that the meditation, especially right now, and it sounds like for the next 6 months, you can, why? Because you can go so far in your meditation. It's no longer so much about clearing and cleansing. Of course, that's always happening because we're changing. You know, it's like a constant spelling of waste to make room for the new. So, okay, you always button to some new part of yourself. But there's so many more avenues that can be explored and are easier accessible right now. That's a lot of the reason for this topic, wake up call, is because everything is awake now. So it's not just you get up and stop, you know, lollygagging and getting on the road. Okay, if you're listening to this, you probably already know that. So why tune into wake up call? Well, it's a new kind of wake up call, like taking it to the next level and stopping the alarm And the alarm is all the crappy thoughts that you have in your head, thinking that you're not, you can't do it. You can't, or you won't, or you shouldn't, or not new words, but still the fact that they're not new words means that we can take it to a totally different level right now with ourselves. And it's amazing. Even if you take out those crappy words or feelings of beating yourself down, if you take them out for an hour with one subject all day, you feel it. You go, wow, man, this really is the promised land. Everything calms in yourself. And then it's just all about creativity and following your desires. So, Gia, I felt her writing over here. Yeah, see? Wow, she writes, the symbolism of Cecil being killed is something that, from the powers that pretend, they are trying to send a deep message right there. I mean, you know, there are, once you take out the idea of anything, that anything is a coincidence, you see that all things are parallels. So, and then the Wizard of Oz and the lion is there too. The lion's looking for his courage and his heart. If I only had a heart, right? Isn't that? No, that's the scarecrow. The lion is the courage, right? I am the king of the jungle. Isn't that it? Yeah. So, the lion's looking for his courage. That's what we're talking about right now. That is exactly what we're talking about. That's the wake-up call. Having the strength to get up. Having the strength to get up in the morning and face your day. Having the focus and the attention towards what kind of day are you creating. Yeah, you can force it like a cyclone force of nature. I can do this, rawr! Which sometimes, great, good for you. But every day? Not every day. Too much work. So instead, taking all of that rawr or all of that, yeah, I can do this, and putting it into, what kind of day do I want to create? What kind of things am I saying to myself? How much am I loving myself today? And enough with the airy-fairy idea of loving yourself. Oh, you just have to love yourself, man. No, man, it's serious work. Learning to love yourself is not easy. Learning to love yourself is how you learn to love the world. And there's just as many parts of yourself that you don't love as are in the world. So if you can really start to love every part of you, you know, the bitchy moaner, the little fat roll you have that you didn't think you should, that line across your face, that pang ever that gets under your skin and makes you go, oh. Not things that make you go, things that make you go, oh. Do something about those. Whatever you can do. At this point, you know, if you want specifics about what you're doing, spirit therapy, you can call me. We'll have a session, phone or Skype, spirittherapy.nyc. So, but if you want to do it yourself, just whatever you got to do, man, but make it a top priority. It has to be a top priority. Yeah. All right, I'm feeling a pause in my head. So how about we play our little song? It's called Save Me. And it is about how your head goes sometimes. I don't care who you are, your head can go in that direction unless you've gotten past it. And I think that's what we're capable of right now. So listen to this song. You can see it as, talking to your higher self. Talking to all the parts of yourself when you need a little help, when you're just like, help. And finally, release. Overtime, it's driving me insane. I love that song because it makes you not feel like you're alone. You're like, oh, wait, everybody's got these voices that talk in their head, and sometimes you can't shut them up. You know, we're all in this together. We are all in this together, and humans are made basically, physically, with the same stuff, you know, barring any kind of extremes. So it's learning to work with our body. It's learning to work with our mind. It's learning to work with our spirit. Really work with it and really tell it what we want to tell it. Did you know that our cells are just waiting for us to tell it what to do? And a lot of times what it hears us telling it to do are old broken records that people have told us our whole life. Like at a certain age, you're old, or at a certain age, you're can't do this or shouldn't do that. So then your cells hear that and then they go, oh, okay, we're doing aging. All right, let's do that. That's what they said. And your wish is my command. So why? Why bother? It's such a silly, you know. So instead, teaching your body what you want. I love you. You're so great. I love how you just work all the time in perfect harmony with your brothers and sisters, your other selves, and putting yourself on that vibration. So I don't normally take callers, but I see this is a 917 number, so it's a New York number. So I'm going to open it up and just see if 917-376, if you want to contribute or you're just listening.
Oh, hi. I'm just listening. I just tuned in.
Oh, great. All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
Sure. So, so yeah, so the wake-up call. So how sometimes we know the who's and the what's in our council. Sometimes we just know that it's more than one and they all kind of talk together. Now I'm inclined to believe that it is all you, and different facets of it maybe have the same vibration of things that are a part of you. For instance, if you resonate with Jesus or Saint Germain or Isis, whatever you like, that is part of your higher self talking to you. Which leads me to be inclined to believe that all the time when we are channeling and listening to that voice, and we're in meditation and talking with whatever we call it, our angels, our spirit guides, our ancestors, that it all is really part of our higher self. And so to recognize it and think of it as simply the more of you that is up above, in above, because we think of things in levels, but you get it, in a higher dimension that sees everything and in so many directions, more than we can, having this physical body being in the third dimension. So in that self is you. So that self is always looking out for you and always looking to connect with you, but it can only go so far. It will never go into the darkness to get you. It'll give you signs and flares, and life will push you in that direction, but it's always there for you. So this wake-up call is about really talking to your higher self, which is part of God, one source, whatever you want to call it. We all lead back to the one source. So why not use your entire stream that is pouring towards you all the time, whether you know it or use it or not? Why not use it? And the only way to use it is to learn to love yourself more, learn to forgive yourself for others, while still, you know, as the New Yorker, while still not having people walk on you, not spending time with people that are just way too low vibration. If they want to come up, they'll meet you up there. The spirit won't go down to get us, you know, someone's just fallen in a pit. But, you know, you see where this can be quite the discussion. But again, learning to love yourself and forgive yourself, you can tolerate a lot more. You can be in places where there's, you know, lower vibration confusion. That's really what it is. I mean, when you're in the darkness, you're just confused. So when you start to see it that way, you can have more compassion, less fear, and it's exponential. Once you feel that way, people don't bother you as much, and you can kind of, you know, keep your calm and say what needs to be said. And then eventually, if you stay on a higher vibration like that, these people won't be able to show up in your experience because they won't match this new loving vibration that you've created. So anything you're doing in your life, that's the new model. And we just got here. We have to remember this is year one. And we're 6 months into year one. So we're in part two of year one. So if you think of like The Hobbit, where are they in the story? You know, halfway through the first movie. That's where we are. So that's it's a lot and it's epic, just like The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. But that, you know, we're not going to be thrown things that we can't handle. And the biggest work is going to be us doing this inner work and really learning to clear out any of this low vibration stuff that has usually just been stuffed in there. And then you started to get creative and came up with low vibration thoughts of your own. That's it. That's what the wake-up's really all about. So what are we going to do now in these next 6 months? Well, I think of it as the building blocks. It's the building blocks. Now we have a fair idea about what we're doing and how we like to do it and what it feels like when it works out. And then we take those feelings of things that we know how things work out. Like you go, oh, I just thought of this and I didn't offer any resistance. And then boom, it was just right there. Or ideas start flowing, or these types of things start coming. So anything that's working out, seeing how you can apply that to everything. Maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but you know I'm an Aries, so I'm like, yeah, do it all. So see how far you go, but imagine how far you can go with just going, okay, you know what? Anything that is not, you know the voice. You know it so well now. It sticks out, doesn't it? When you're just like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with us. And maybe this is never going to work out or anything like that. You just go, yeah, I'm done. I'm so done with you. And then you focus quickly on what it is that you do want. You go, no, man, this is going to be a great day. And I can do anything. And I know that all service, everything is coming towards me. And so it's flowing out of me and it will come back. I mean, manifestation is so quick right now. So that's the part two of a two-part do this. Because once we start going on spending more time on that good vibration, taking it to the next level of really appreciation of like, yeah, man, life is amazing. However you do that, then it's about manifestation. And the more clear you are, the faster any kind of manifestation comes. You can't attach to it, and you can't control what anybody else does. But if you put it out there with enough love and enough focus and attention, you will see things coming. And even, you know, remember, manifestations come in different forms. Manifestation, an acknowledgement that your desires have been heard, is when you're thinking about doing this or working on this, and then there's commercials about it, people are talking about it, someone goes, oh, I was just thinking about it. You're like, oh my God, that's exactly what I'm working on. That's part of the universe's way of going, yeah, yeah, see, we got it. Just because some things take time. They take some orchestration. So that's my main point with this, is anything that you tried before and it didn't work, just give it a wholehearted shot now with as little resistance and as much love and light and excitement as possible. Because the message is from the Galactic Federation of Light, whoever they are, to talk to me, doing what we know how to do, even if it didn't work before, now, because it's a whole different soil and you're a whole different person, and you're now really understanding the concept of doing things fully in love and light. You may not do everything fully in love and light, but you've had big moments where you go, wow, this is what love and light feels like. So it's about expanding that. Yeah. So anyway, if you would like spirit therapy, if you would like a tarot card reading, if you would like a portal drawing made for you, you can find us at spirittherapy.nyc. And you can also give us a call at 646-919-0540. So, yeah, enjoy this week. You can get a lot of momentum since we just started this whole thing with 888 on Saturday. You can get some really nice momentum going in this week, and it will just continue to exponentially move and flow. So be wise, my friends. Make good choices that are based in strength, love, light, and courage. You know, just do it. Anything that's low, I can't, I'm scared, I don't, just go, no, man. Just no. I'm doing it, and I'm going to love it. Yeah. All right. Well, much love to all of you. Enjoy the second week of August. And love yourself so you can love the world. Good night.